Hello everyone. I invite you to imagine a picture of a horizontal line being intersected with a vertical line at a 90 degree angle. And this is the picture that we will focus on today and see the quantum value of it from a mathematical point of view. So as always, depending on who we ask about what this picture represents, we will get different answers. You know, possible answers are this is a simple coordinate system with like the horizontal line and the vertical line. They represent like the horizontal line is the x or the abscissa axis and the vertical one is the ordinate. Or another person may say this is a picture of a cross, and there are many other possible answers. So the answer will depend on the perception and current state of awareness and allowance of the knowing from within them to be expressed. So today I choose to focus on the quantum view of that picture from a mathematical point of view. And I invite you to please keep this picture in your imagination. If you prefer, you can also draw it on a piece of paper and observe it. I will refer to it during this talk. So I would like to remind us of the meaning of a few expressions. One of these expressions is an ordered pair. This is actually a pair for which the order of the first and the second element in the pair matter. So we're just talking about a pair. So there are only two elements. If the elements are switched, then the resulting pair is different from the one we started with. So I'm saying this to impress upon you that the order matters. The order is essential in the manifestation process, and we will see this in detail. So for our picture, the ordered pair has first element time that we choose to measure on the horizontal line, and the second element is frequency of energy vibration, which we choose to represent on the vertical line. So at any and every moment of time, we choose the frequency of vibration that we resonate with. The choice is always ours, and we are always in control of our choices. The angle between the horizontal and vertical lines is 90 degrees in the picture that we've chosen. So how important is that number 90 degrees? Well, 90 is a very beautiful number, and only with this number 90 degrees, we're given the complete freedom to choose any frequency of energy vibration at any moment of time. So if the angle is different, then this wouldn't be possible in the picture. So 90 degrees is the angle that allows us to basically project the existence and possibility of all energy vibration states into a chosen point in time. This makes all vibrations available at every moment of time. And this actually is absolute freedom. The higher you go on the vertical line, the higher the frequency of vibration, and the lower you go down, the lower the frequency of vibration. We know that the higher the frequency of vibration, the more pleasant it feels, and more beneficial it is for you and everyone and everything else. So interestingly, the number 90 also means divine consciousness is calling upon you to express your divine self right now. You are ready? Act at every moment and choose the highest frequency of energy vibration, the frequency of love, and create from that most nurturing and enlightened environment. So let's remind ourselves that everything is energy with a frequency of vibration. Attraction and manifestation are effects of universal laws of energy that are in full power all the time. Energy of certain frequency of vibration continuously attracts energy of the same frequency of vibration, and this results in a manifestation in the outside world of that frequency as well. So true creation starts from within us out. Creation is a simple, easy and very powerful process available to all of us all the time. And in fact, we always create all the time, no matter if we are aware of it or not. Whatever frequencies of vibrations we have experienced and stored in our subconscious is with what vibrations we manifest and what we create. Also, everything is completely dependent on our perception of it. The observer creates. The observer is the creator. So this reminds us that every one of us is a powerful creator. And every one of us is in complete control of how to observe and perceive everything. Again, everything in the world is dependent on one's perception of it, the perception of the observer. So this is why you can have few observers observing, perceiving the same thing and receiving different results, different effects, different manifestations from the way they observe it, perceive it. So the observer is actually causing the effect through the way the observer observes. Again, I'll repeat this. The observer is actually causing the effect through the way the observer observes. So in the book Christ Returns Reveals Startling Truth, there are plenty of examples of this truth. When Christ observes a sick person, the person healed. When Christ observes supply in a certain way, he manifested a fresh loaf of bread from the oven without the usual way of using bread ingredients and oven to bake it. He just manifested the bread from the infinite divine supply that's available to all of us as well, all the time. So I just would like to say here, it's not like somebody gave him the bread. No. The awareness of the observer is manifested in their creation. Again, that's a very powerful truth. The awareness of the observer is manifested in their creation. The observer can also be called a witness. The witness is always watching, and according to the observer's perception, results, effects, and manifests. So this is why it is essential to have a clear perception. Any subconscious vibrations of the observer contribute to the energy frequency of their observation and their perception, and this in turn causes the effects, the manifestations. They're in alignment with those vibrations. So for example, if the observer has a subconscious program of love and witnesses a situation, the results of the observation will be loving and pleasant and very inspirational to all. Here we can remind ourselves of Christ's manifestations again. If the observer comes from the low vibrating energy of fear, the result will be resonating with the frequency of fear and will feel unpleasant. The observer is observing the same situation. The difference is in the energies of their subconscious. Many others observe the sick people healed by Christ, but only Christ's observation manifested healing for them. Because the way the observer observes makes all the difference of manifesting results. There will be always results that you manifest, but the quality of results will be different. So know that you are the cause of all you observe. Everything comes in response to our own observation of it. The only power is divine consciousness. So wake up and consciously determine the manifestations you choose to experience in the world. Then allow your living soul to be a life-giving spirit and to create for its highest benefit and good. and you have this alignment between the living soul and the life-giving spirit, then you allow the expression of divine consciousness. And this is it. This is the truth. So let's consider a picture again. The vertical line is made of infinitely many points placed next to each other in a line. Every one of these points represents a state of energy vibration. So the infinitely many states, each one representing frequency of energy vibration. All of the states are available to every one of us all the time. We are in control, in complete control of what frequency we choose. We can also bring about a change of state, a change of frequency of vibration immediately, and the change manifests within seconds. So focusing and truly experiencing a chosen frequency of vibration for 17 seconds creates a pattern of that frequency in the subconscious. Keeping that vibration alive for 68 seconds creates a momentum. So again, when you focus and truly experience a chosen frequency of vibration for 17 seconds, this creates a pattern of that frequency in the subconscious. When we keep that vibe alive for 68 seconds, we maintain it. This creates a momentum. And this momentum is the one that creates. And here we'll add a couple more numbers. So the subconscious mind creates with the power of 40 million bits per second. The conscious mind creates with 40 bits per second. So the subconscious mind has a million times more power of creation and information and manifestation per second every second. That's a pretty huge difference. So this again is that when we have the subconscious mind having a certain programming, even if it consciously decides something else, if it's not aligned with the subconscious mind's program will manifest because of, see how much more powerful it is? We have 40 bits per second and we have 40 million bits per second subconsciously. So you just enter the state of frequency of vibration and you choose. You just enter the state of frequency of vibration you choose and be in it. It's that simple. Enter the state of frequency of vibration you choose and be in it. Sustain it to create a momentum. This is the work within that manifests the results on the outside. And it's very simple, easy, straightforward, pleasant, quick. Energy is infinite response. Divine consciousness is infinite response. We're always experiencing infinite response to the vibrations that we offer, no matter if we are consciously aware of them or not. Everything within you and around you is responding to your energy vibrations with manifestations of the same frequency of vibrations. We are not fixed in the system of things. We are not the states, the energy vibrations of the vertical line that are lower than divine consciousness. Our true essence is the energy vibration of divine consciousness. So remember not to identify yourself with the vertical states that are lower than divine consciousness. All of the infinitely many states and their responding infinitely many frequencies of energy vibrations are available to you, to me, to all of us at every moment of time. So please, don't identify yourself with a state that you're experiencing unless that state is divine consciousness. What does it mean? When you tell yourself or others, or think of it, that you are sad, You are identifying yourself with your state, with a state of sadness, with the energy vibration of sadness. And you did frequency and vibration, which in this example, again, is sadness. So identifying yourself with sadness, when your essence is divine, is a lie. Then your subconscious takes your order and manifests for you sadness, proving you right. So the question here is, what do you choose? To be right or to feel happy? Gratefully, it again depends on your choice. If you choose to feel happy, you will always be right, because your chosen vibration of happiness will manifest happiness for you. An added bonus is that the vibration of happiness keeps attracting more energies of the same frequency, sustaining your happiness. It's a triple delight. However, if you choose to be right, this brings along you feeling sad. Then this vibration keeps attracting more of the same, which maintains the feeling of sadness. And here's a wise place to remember the power of order in an ordered pair. Know that your choice matters together with the order of your choosing. There's a very easy, simple, and clear play in this. Please pause for a moment and allow yourself to absorb, digest, and assimilate its power. Attraction and manifestation are an ordered pair. First you attract, then you manifest, in this order. To attract, you align your vibration with the vibration of what you choose to attract. To manifest, you sustain that alignment. So stop identifying yourself with states that are different than divine consciousness. Be clear, specific, and truthful with yourself. Instead of the lie that states you are sad, choose the truth that states you feel sad this moment. This truth identifies your feeling state and locates it in the picture somewhere on a vertical line that intersects the horizontal line at the exact moment of time it happens. Also, this allows you to shift from the state of feeling sad up and up the vertical line, reaching the vibration of happiness, or even above it if you choose so. So it is essential to be truthful with yourself and also to respect yourself. How do you do it? By acknowledging your current state of vibration and then letting it go, releasing it, freeing it. Interestingly, the sadness prefers to be freed from you. You prefer to be released from it. So you and the sadness are in complete agreement on desiring freedom from each other. And you are in complete control of allowing this double release, double freedom to manifest. Even better, the moment you acknowledge the truth of the state you're experiencing, your stress levels, including your physiological stress levels, decrease rapidly and substantially. The moment you follow the acknowledgement with letting go, you create a momentum of release which opens your heart to easily allow an energy shift to a higher frequency of vibration that feels pleasant. And it's also very beneficial. Another essential bit is to be clear on your choice of perception. What does this mean? Well, sad is a feeling. Sadness is an emotion. Labeling it as bad or negative is inaccurate. And the subconscious is literal. It doesn't understand inaccuracies. So thus, inaccuracies have the potential to create faulty programs in the subconscious, especially when the subconscious already has vibrations of similar frequencies that resonates with the vibration of the inaccuracies. Then, they are immediately added to the subconscious and amplify the effect of that vibration in it, propelling it to continuously manifest more unpleasant results for you. It is more accurate to call the vibration of sadness unpleasant. This choice of perception has a very wise power in it. The reason we dislike experiencing sadness is because it feels unpleasant in our body. It causes processes in our physiology which feel unpleasant. To avoid feeling unpleasant, we can ignore the feeling, which in return causes it to lodge in the body, which in turn causes energy distortion of the place it lodges, and this in turn broadcasts that energy and keeps attracting more of that vibration. With time, more imbalances pile up, causing more manifestations we dislike. It's a chain reaction that keeps on firing. So what if we stop it, release the energy distortion, and align with a higher frequency on the vertical line that feels pleasant? What if we do it? As we remind ourselves all the time, it's only up to us to choose it and to be it. We have the power and the equipment to recognize it, stop it, release it, and shift to a higher vibration. How does it get even better than this? So let's let go of the faulty perception that it has to be hard and or to take long. Shifting perception and shifting energy vibration are available instantly, and it's easy and simple to shift. Here's a tip. If it feels hard or it takes time, this is a clear indication that there are faulty programs running in the subconscious, preventing the truth from manifesting easily, simply, pleasantly, instantly. Acknowledge the truth, identify the energies, blocking it and letting them go, release them, free them. You're simultaneously freeing yourself from them. If it's necessary, ask for help. Free yourself. Remember who you are. Who are you? You are a handiwork of the divine's ultimate craftsmanship and perfection. Freeing yourself and remembering who you truly are also benefits others by helping them to free themselves, inspired by your own example and the power of its inspiration. Enjoy the journey home to your divinity. Enjoy your divinity. Respect your divinity. Celebrate your divinity. Remember, you are the truth of everything you perceive. Awake and know who you are. Awake and know what you're creating. Awake and know that you are creating it. Allow the light of this wisdom to enlighten your heart. When you increase your conscious awareness, your world reshapes itself in harmony with your current level of consciousness. The ultimate consciousness is divine consciousness, which enlightens everyone and everything that allow it to be expressed within them, through them, and for them. The light in me celebrates the light in you. And I would like to finish with my favorite prayer. Divine consciousness, divine father, mother, life, you are our lives, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every necessity, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of the self to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we ask you, as we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. It is so, it is done. Amen. Thank you.